Jaya Kara More. Tamabina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Tamabina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beara. Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beara. Ah, Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Bala Kanakara Amibada Dukhi. Kripa Bala Kanakara Amibada Dukhi. Daya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Aha Prabhu Nit, Aha Sarup Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha. Aha Sarup Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha. Pata Yuga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanata. Daya Kora Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayaraja Kacharya Astatar Satashi Shimad is Dwayne Gray Shil Prabhupada Kija Shri Chaitanya Sharkana Kija Rama Vishnupad Kija Yitai Gopremanati. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Nguranga. Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we're continuing our Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita readings, where we are, chapter 22, Madhyalila chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. What's the number? 86, September Sangam. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarne Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhivyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So text number 86 is from Srimad Bhagavatam actually. Please repeat. Satam prasangan mama virya sambido. Satam prasangan mama virya sambido. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Taj joshana dashvapavarga vartmani. Taj joshana dashvapavarga vartmani. Shradaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Shradaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Satam prasangan mama virya sambido. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Taj joshana dashvapavarga vartmani. Shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. Satam prasangan mama virya sambido. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Shanadash bhavavarga vartmani. Bhaktir bhaktir anukramishyati. No? Anybody else? Ladies? Sana prasangan mama virya samvido. Pavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Taj joshana dashvavarga vartmani. Shradaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Satam of the devotees, prasangat, by the intimate association. Oh, Prakrishna Rupena Sangat, by the intimate association, particularly so. Prasanga. Okay, mama of me, Virya Samvida, talks full of spiritual potency. Bhavanti, appear, hrit, to the heart, karna, and to the ears, rasayana, a source of sweetness, kata, talks, tat, of them, jarshanat, from proper cultivation. Ashu, quickly, Apavarga, of liberation. Vartmani, on the path. Shada, faith. Rati, attraction. Bhakti, love. Anukramishati, will follow one after another. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens, and gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. Maybe we can repeat, please. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees. And it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens. And gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. Okay, purport is, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25. For an explanation, see Adi Lila 160. So, we're going to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport. 160 is your homework. The translation, the purport by Srila Prabhupada in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, we'll read the translation also. It's different here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Huh? So we'll read that translation too. It gives a different flavor. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. And purport by Srila Prabhupada. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Must be very important, I guess. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord, and then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Satam prasangan mama viryasam vido bhavantirit karanar sayana kata taj joshanad ashvapavarga vartmani shada ratir bhaktir anukramishati. Very important verse spoken by Kapila Dev to his mother, glorifying the devotees. I think the next few verses here, the verse before, he says, "Oh, my mother, O virtuous lady, these are the qualities of great devotees who are free from attachment. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment." Oh, okay, the qualities of the great devotees he's just described. Then he goes on. Anyway, this is this verse was quoted many times by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very important verse about, and it gives, in a nutshell, the progression of Krishna consciousness, shada ratir bhaktir anukramishyati, one after another. Anukramishyati means step by step. Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, he explains more. He gives some different intermediate steps there, like that. He's ado shradash tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya, like that. He gives a whole, 9 or 10 different steps that one has. Here there's just three mentioned: shraddha, ratir, and bhakti. Shraddha is the faith. The first thing is faith. Unless one has faith, one can't make any progress. In fact, that is the whole basis of advancement in devotional service, all these different steps. I think just recently, Chaitanya Charitamrita had that verse, was there, that Shradavan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari, that the Adhikari means the qualification for a bhakti is Shradavan, so one has to have faith. Then, what is it? Uttama Madhyam Kanishta Shradanasari? Or is it the other way? Kanishta Madhyam Uttama Shradanasari? Anyway, the point is that faith is the whole basis. And the basis of faith is the association of devotees. Without association of devotees, without serving devotees, that that services to devotees is the basis of developing that faith and developing this process of hearing. Because here we're hearing about hearing, shravanam. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido, that the topics of Krishna, karna rasayana katha, they're very pleasing to the ear, ritkarna rasayana kata, pleasing to the ear and the heart. And this is the tushanti cha ramanti cha. These are the topics that we katayantas chamam nityam. By hearing and discussing these topics, that is because, what is it Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that Vishaya vinivartante, we're harassed in this material world by this thing we call Vishaya, that Vedic literature, Bhakti literature is called Vishaya, means the attraction for the senses, for the sense objects. We're very much in Prakriti Stani Karshati. We're struggling very hard in this material world with the senses, because the senses are attracted, particularly the eyes want to see something nice, the nose wants to smell something very nice, the ears, they want to hear. So here we're hearing about this hearing. What is it? Vishaya vinivartante, niraharasya dehinam. that you can't just stop these senses from working. The senses, they have their activities. They have to have some engagement. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam. This means the material body. We dehinam, we're body, we're embodied living entities. We have the senses, and the senses need means activities, engagements. So rasavarjam, this next verse is next line is there. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishvani vart. See, we have to have param drishvani vartate. One has to have higher taste. So this is because everyone. Material world means, Srila Prabhupada says, not even the material, means not even human society, but even the birds and the beasts, they're asking questions and getting answers. And sometimes, I think now, I've seen recently some, unfortunately, we have some propensity like that to hear something outside. So I recently heard something about how the scientists are making discoveries about how the animals are engaged in these activities of communication like that. Hearing and chanting, questions and answers, this is going on. Srila Prabhupada describes like that. The businessmen are saying, how much is this? How much profit I can make? And like this, so many activities are there, talking, questioning, answering. So this is the solution here. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. That the topics of Krishna, virya means a very powerful samvido, this discussion, they're very potent. We know that the Mukhya just read very nice quote. I didn't catch where it was from. Anyway, to catch where that was from. Anyway, she was talking about how the Srila Prabhupada even quoted the Christians that they say in the beginning was the word. So the sound vibration, this is the beginning, and I think we also went through that, the description of the creation, how sound produces ether, and ether becomes, turns into, what is that? Ether comes touch, touch becomes air. This is the way generally it progresses, the creation progresses from subtle to gross. So the beginning was the sound. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. You have this sound coming from the Sankirtan movement. This is the coming from the spiritual. These are the spiritual. It's just like this is a, what is it? Tatja Joshanat. By cultivation. Ashu Apavargavartmani, the, where is Srila Prabhupada says, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. Apavarga means liberation. That is described, Srila Prabhupada describes that many times. The Vargas are there, Pavarga. So Ashu means actually, Srila Prabhupada in the translation, he says gradually becomes advanced. Word for word, Ashu, generally it's taken as quickly. He says quickly here in the word for word. Quickly becomes, anyway. Either way, there's a relative consideration of time. Sometimes we have different considerations of time, just like that. Yugayatam nimeshena, that the gopis, they were feeling one moment to be like a yuga in Krishna's absence. So whether it's quickly or gradually, it's a relative thing. But that is the process. The process is that satam prasangam bhavanti ritkarna rasaya. Shraddha ratir bhakti. Shraddha, as we said, was faith, and rati means attraction. A little bit of attraction, because, and then bhakti, anukrishmishati. So, actually, I had prepared for different topics about the hearing, the process of hearing. It's a very important process. Let me see. Hearing, just like in India, we came from India recently, we get, Srila Prabhupada mentions that just like now in Kumbh Mela going on in Prayag, we heard some very big numbers, 40 million people, I think on one day or something like that, 25 million or something, but many millions of people are coming to take bath in the Ganges. Of course, bath in the Ganges is very nice. There's also Narottam Das Thakur, he kind of gives a relative idea of comparison. He says that Gangara Parasa Hoyle Paschate Pavan Darshana Pavitra Hoyle Darshana Pavitra Hoyle Yetur Maragun, that you can get purified by taking bath in the Ganges, but sometimes it takes some time. Paschate Pavan. But by association with the devotees, actually he says even just by seeing Darshana Pavitra Hoyle, that just by seeing the devotee, one becomes purified. And what to speak of hearing from him, that sound, Virya Samvita, this very potent sound. And we've seen in the life of Narad Muni, he was described that he was engaged in the service of some Bhaktivedantas who were staying during the rainy season. They were their guests like that. And there's some nice description there that he's describing to in the fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that Tatranvaham Krishna Kata Pragayatam Anugrahena Srinavam Manohara Tashradaya Menupadam Vishindvata Priyashravasyanga Mama Bhavadruchi, he says. He says, in that association and by the mercy of those Vedantas, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. This is fifth chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, text number 26. It says, and thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Hearing processes, the hearing process is, here he says, hearing attentively, there's different qualities of hearing. Srila Prabhupada decries that sometimes in India, they also, because I was talking about big crowds of people in India, they go still to hear about Krishna Katha. But unfortunately, if the speaker is not qualified, Srila Prabhupada mentions the professional people that are, or Sanatana Goswami, rather we can say Sanatana Goswami says, Avaishnava Mukord Ginam, Putam Harikatamritam, Shravana Naiva Kartavyam, Sarpo Chishtam Yatapaya. He says if one hears from, because there's people are taking advantage of Krishna's katha and trying to amass some wealth or some prestige or followers like this. And this is called Avaishnava Mukord. With hearing from such people, Avaishnava means not who are not devotees. Avaishnava Mukord Girim Putam Harikatamritam, that even though Harikata is very nectarian, Harikatamritam, Shravana Naiva Kartavyam, one should never hear from such people. Sarpo Chishtam Yata, he says, just like the milk that is touched by the serpent. So he says that Srila Prabhupada points out that people can go to hear some from such people. And they come out and they light up their beedi and start smoking like this. So there's no value in hearing from those who are not devotees. He says that those ears that don't hear topics of Krishna, they're just like snake holes. So one has to hear from the proper source, and he has to hear the tropic topics, Krishna Katha. And he says one should hear attentively also, as described here by Narad Muni. Vishrindvataha, hearing attentively, Priyashravasi, of the personality of Godhead, who's Priyashravasi. I guess that means very dear. So anyway, hearing attentively, Srila Prabhupada describes at the end of the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, he describes how attentive hearing can only be done someone who is pure in his activities, and one is pure in activities if he's pure in his eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He said, but then he says, but somehow or other, if one hears from a pure devotee, he can become effect can be there. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one can become cleansed, unless one's heart is cleansed, then he can't develop that Shraddha more and more. Shraddha Rati, he develops his attraction. And there's another very interesting point that came across. Maybe I should try to find that out. I'd like to read that. There it is. It says, Anartos Pashamam Sakshat, and the verse, and the purport to that verse, first canto, seventh chapter, text 6. It says, revival. We want to revive our Krishna consciousness. Here it says, revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting. Because we're hearing about hearing and chanting, but Srila Prabhupada here, he says that it doesn't depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. So this is a little bit noteworthy, that we're hearing and chanting, but still we have to have, and how will we get the mercy of the, but wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. How do we get the mercy of the Lord? How do we know we get the mercy of the Lord? That is described Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that yesha prasadad bhagavat prasado, that we get the mercy of the Lord through the mercy of the devotee. That's another whole another class topic like that. Anyway, which Srila Prabhupada continues, he says, when the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent on devotional service for the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth. What else we got? So, how we want to hear. We want to hear. There's very nice, I thought of some very nice examples of how we would like to come to that stage of hearing. I don't know which one we should go first. But there was Lord Chaitanya, he used to wander about the streets of Navadvip sometimes. One time when he was wandering about the streets of Navadvip, he heard one devotee, what his name was Ratnagarbha. He was reciting from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya became filled with ecstasy and lost consciousness, fell to the ground like this. Also, there's the example of Srivas Thakur, who was hearing from Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was, this is quite interesting example. Devananda Pandit at that time was not acting as a Vaishnava. Later he got the mercy of, I guess, Vrikeshwar Pandit. But at that time he was not a Vaishnava, and still Srivas Thakur, because generally you have to have proper speaker and proper hearer. But Srivas Thakur, he even heard from Devananda Pandit. He was became filled with ecstasy in his Bhagavatam recital and started crying. And unfortunately, because Devananda Pandit and his followers didn't understand the position of Srivas Thakur, they took him out and threw him out of the assembly because he was disturbing things like that. But he was filled with so much ecstasy by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He was shedding tears and like this and great ecstasy. And then, very nice example we have is our Pundarik Vijayaniti, who was just by hearing one verse by spoken or sung by Mukunda, Ahobaki Jam Stanakat. Pundarik Vijayaniti became so filled with ecstasy that he was rolling around and kicking all apart all of his furnishings and everything for, say like 6 hours. So this is the perfection of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. These examples are there, how one should become so filled with ecstasy. As described at here it is. In the second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Srinvata Shradaya Nityam Grinatas Cha Swacheshtitam Kalina Nati Durgena Bhagavan Vishatehridi. Says those who seriously listen to Srimad Bhagavatam and who apply its teachings will soon realize the Supreme Lord within their heart of hearts. Kalena nati dirgena. Kalena is by time, not ati dirgena, not very long. Bhagavan vishatiriti. So this is some Gaudiya Kantahara. They quote something about, they're talking about hearing. So there's one big passage from, they quote from Krama Sandarbha. The hearing of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord and his devotees is called Shravana. The practice of sadhana bhakti depends on hearing the holy name. It begins with Shravana, which purifies the heart of the devotee. This hearing process purifies the heart and gives liberation from the filthiness of sense gratification. In this way, by hearing transcendental sound about the form of Krishna, gradually the complete form of the Lord awakens within the heart. Then gradually the qualities of the Lord arise within the heart. As his qualities fully manifest themselves, the different specific aspects of his service and pastimes gradually awaken. In this way, the holy name gradually reveals the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes in all their splendor and beauty and in all their different branches. Of all kinds of hearing, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best. So this gives some progression, another different type of progression than we heard here, the Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukrimishati, that because Rupa Goswami says that for the non-devotees, this hearing may not be very palatable. It says that Krishna Ramacharitari Sitapta Vidya, yeah. Pitopatapta Rasana, Pitopatapta Rasana, Sat Krishna Namachari. Anyway, he says that Pitopatapta means the just like jaundice condition. If one is jaundice, sugar doesn't taste very good. Huh? Yeah, Kint Adarad. Adarad means with great respect. One should hear carefully chant and hear. So anyway, the Pitopatapta, the jaundice-like condition is in this avidya. We're in an ignorance condition that's just like compared with jaundice. And in that state, sugar doesn't taste very good. We've had some experience a long time ago. Sugar is not very sweet when one is affected by this jaundice. And similarly, the topics of Krishna are not very sweet for those who are attached to this Vishaya. What is that? Vishaya chidya sairasi majiya. Mukhe bole hari hari. That Vishaya chidya, that we have to give up this attachment to the objects of the senses. Whether Krishna says bhogaishvarya prasaktanam taya pritta chetasam. One can't actually relish Krishna consciousness if he has still attachments to this, enjoying this material world. As we go on, we have the senses, we have to maintain the body, but we should slowly and gradually, as described here, gradually develop that taste. What is that? What's the one? Vasudeva Kataruchi, Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra, Punya Tirtana Nishevanat. That by service of the devotees, one gradually. How does it start? Is that Shat? Not Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Huh? What's the other one? But the other one, Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtanish. Shri Shri Shoshadadanasya. Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. One has to, Vasudeva Kata, the topics of Krishna Ruchi, one has to develop that taste for hearing. And that can be done by the association of devotees, serving the devotees. Okay, so we'll stop there. Anybody? Hare Krishna. Anything? Yes? Okay. Thank you.
You had mentioned hearing and serving as ways of associating with devotees. Are there other recommended ways of associating?
Recommended ways of associating?
Yes.
The six exchanges of love given by Rupa Goswami and Nectar of Instruction is very beneficial. Dadati Pratigrinati Guyamakyati Prichati Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva. Giving gifts, receiving gifts, giving foodstuffs, accepting foodstuffs, and talking confidentially. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. We ask some question, we give some reply, or vice versa. Confidential topics of Krishna, these are exchanged in the Krishna Consciousness Society. And all these activities are there. Anybody has any other? These things are gradually, we're practicing how to engage in these six exchanges of love with Krishna by engaging in these activities with the devotees. Okay. All right. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.